Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Scoop. It is a very cold morning, but thankfully I woke up on time because I almost did not. I had woken up at 7 and that kind of led me to think, you know, I could just set an alarm for 30 minutes later and then 7:30 and then it was 8 and, you know, but that's because last night I was working really heavily on my Godot setup for a stream. Very exciting. I'm doing a lot of stuff. And the foundation is pretty much set. I have to do a few more things in StreamerBot. I have to fix one little fun thing that I added in there. And it's like pretty much set up. So like right now I have like all the foundation set, but I have to still set up like the BRB screen. That's functionality to work with Stream as well and not just in Godot. That's really kind of the thing is it's like, The Twitch integrations aren't there right now, but those actually take much less time. Other than that, actually, I could real quick check what more I have to do. I'm pretty sure it's just that and like a couple bug fixes. And then there's one little fun thing that I've added that is really broken, but that kind of adds to it. I really like how it came out. But yes, it's almost done. My first stream in the new setup won't be anything out of the ordinary. It'll just be a new setup. I'll probably actually do stuff in Blender. In the future, there will be, I like to do more interactive events like custom games and such. And then these can be repeated in future streams if people want me to do them again. The first one will probably be more of a big event. And then later down the line, it'll be like, I can do this now for a little while as like an intermission sort of thing. These will take some time to come out because I'm only just about to finish the main setup. And I have other projects before then that I have to prioritize. So yeah, I'll probably just be working on videos and stuff for the first few streams. There won't be anything too crazy different from like the first setup in terms of interactive stuff. Alerts will probably be just TTS for the time being, unless I'm able to add something quick and easy. There's like two new redeems that are pretty basic. And everything will be switched around. But once I have the foundation all set up, there will be a lot of opportunity for a lot of different redeems and alerts and everything. But yeah, I'll probably just be working on videos for the first few streams in the new setup because I actually need to make another video. And I need to get back into the video making rhythm because recently I've been a bit lacking lately. Mostly just because I'm prioritizing other things and I'm also trying to, I guess, be less pressuring to myself. Like, I don't want to feel like I need to upload a video this week if I'm going to rush it or something. That was last week, and that's why I didn't upload a video last week, is because I'm still working on my music video, and that's going to be uploaded likely before Wednesday this week, I imagine. I mean, the song itself, I can probably finish in a couple days, assuming I'm not busy today. But it will be uploaded this week, nonetheless. If it isn't, I'll make an announcement, and it'll probably be because I'm sick or something. But to give myself the more time to do that, I am not going to stream this Monday, tomorrow. I know that my streams are usually quite short, but there's planning involved. There's other things that I do before them and after them. So to just give myself more time to focus on these two projects, there's not going to be a stream on Monday and there might not be a stream on Wednesday, depending on how things go. If there isn't a stream on either of those days, then what's going to happen is my next stream will be in the new setup, because by then I'll have it done, I imagine. Now that I am more familiar with Godot, I've been considering making another short game as another side project. It might. So if you guys, I don't know if everyone's aware of this because I never promoted it. People just been finding it. It's on my website, but I do have a single game out there. It's 5 minutes long. It is called A Hall to Remember. It is solely a walking simulator experience that's just meant to kind of be weird and focus on audio and visual. And just that, really. And actually, someone had commented on my YouTube video, I believe, I don't remember which one it was, but it was early in my YouTube channel. And they had said that you should just make a video game that's like like, it doesn't even have to have gameplay or anything. It's just an auditory and visual experience. I'm like, okay. Like, I actually really liked that idea. So I did that. And it was 5 minutes long. And that was just kind of how I got used to Godot. But I've kind of learned that I just really like making experiences. I do want to make, like, fun, silly games, I think, with actual, like, gameplay mechanics. But I really like the idea of making experiences like that and that kind of leads into Postmortem in New Space, because I recently realized on a walk last night that my goal with Postmortem in New Space is more about building immersive experiences that kind of emulate I guess a mixture of vivid dreams that I have, as well as short stories that I've written in the past, unfinished stories, and just kind of this world that I've built up in my head, whether it be through my own experience or experiences that I've created for myself. I would like to be able to, and this is kind of a long shot, don't expect it anytime soon, I don't know. I would like to be able to create games kind of in that regard. I mean, A Hall to Remember already fits into the New Space universe. And if you don't know what that is, you can go to newspace.com. NUUSPACE. Like, A Hall to Remember already kind of fits into that theme already. And the games that I would like to make already fit into that theme as well. So to be able to experiment with stuff like that, I think in the beginning, I'm going to first, and I already kind of want to do this, I want to experiment with more diverse ways of storytelling. So my first story was one way that I was just curious how I could tell a story. For this next story, I'm like, I don't want to tell it in that exact way, but I couldn't figure out what that meant. So what I've kind of come to the conclusion to is, I feel like each story is going to be very different, and then eventually I'm going to find, like, my happy spot of where everything kind of falls into. So I'll be experimenting with different ways and potentially other mediums. So some stories may include art, some stories may not. Some stories may be only audio or some sort of visual. Like, if I want to focus on sound design, or if I want to make a animation or comic or whatever. And then eventually, unless I do it sooner, there might be a game or a couple games. And don't expect these to be, like, big games. It probably would just tell a succinct storyline. That would be, if anything, what I've thought of, and I've had this thought for a while, is doing some sort of basically interactive visual novel. Not the same as a lot of visual novels that I've played. And I don't really know how to describe exactly what I'm going for without being, it's not that I don't want to spoil it, but I don't want to set expectations that might change, because I have ideas, but that doesn't mean those ideas will change or won't change, I mean. But that's kind of like a general plan with Postmortem and New Space. A lot that I want to get into, and just games that I want to make. And I feel like I can combine the two and make something really special to me. And of course, there will be games in the stream setup and all of that. But as I mentioned, those will take a while. There is currently no ETA on the next project in Postmortem and New Space. If you heard the last Sunday Scoop, I believe it was the last one, I had talked about putting the story I was writing at the time on a hiatus because it just wasn't making me happy. It was, like, almost done, but I'm like, I don't want to finish this. It's just, I didn't enjoy it. And I think that was a big reason. I'll be experimenting with that, maybe giving some progress updates in either future scoops, future streams, or in the Cult of Jorn, depending on what the update is revolved around. But it is something that I will certainly be working on once these two main projects die down a bit more. I know my Godot stream stuff will be a repetitive project, because I will have to be constantly fixing things or adding a little new things, or it's the same thing with my current OBS stream setup, where I was constantly doing maintenance or where I was adding new things or adjusting things, right? And then eventually there came a time where I just didn't need to work on it anymore for the most part, except like maybe once a week. That's probably what will happen with the Godot stream. And then there will be more maintenance, or not really maintenance, but more things that I add. Just because I have so much opportunity in Godot to do a lot of stuff for streams. So it's a project that will never stop. But once they become less of responsibilities, and this new song that I'll just upload it, I won't need to, you know, no maintenance there. So after that, and then probably once my, I guess, debut is, then I'll get started on new space, and very excited to see where that goes, and kind of what I experiment with. There is a chance that it might be just the same as the first, another story of sorts. If I find a way to be happier with it, yeah, it all depends. There's not a lot left for me to talk about really with this scoop. I kind of went over my main points. I know there's going to be an update to the Discord soon. That is another project that I will be putting my focus into after these two main projects, and I'll switch to the other two projects, which will be game and or postmortem in new space, and as well as Discord updates, where we'll be adding a very nice feature. I've been teasing it. I've been teasing it these past couple weeks, but apparently I've only had mods for a couple weeks, and I'm like, okay, that's not real. I don't think that's how it works. I mean, it has to be longer than that. I don't know how long I've been teasing it for, but I'll explain what we're adding, because there's only a few of y'all here, and there's only a few of y'all that listen to the recording afterward, so it's not crazy. But I have been kind of saying, like, to a few people, like, hey, we're adding a feature that might make this better. But since this is a guaranteed feature, that we'll still figure out how we're doing it, but we are going to add some sort of basically personal thread that people get. It might be application based. Maybe everyone will get it. We'll figure out the logistics between who and how and why and what. But there's basically going to be profiles that I'm working on. And I've kind of realized a lot of people have been using certain threads as their own kind of personal thread. Now, you can still have your own thread that you kind of control and topics, but like this will be like specifically yours, right? No one else can type in it except you. And everything that you post in Showcase will get automatically put into that. That might be a later feature, but that is a plan. You can choose to follow certain people's profiles. You can promote your stuff and your profile, kind of giving you a place to promote things. That will be your only place, and we'll kind of see how the rules develop around that, because everything that I'm talking about with the profiles are subject to change, even with rooms, right? With rooms and how they're used, that might be subject to change. But yeah, that's a big feature that I'm interested in adding, and that will be a big focus of mine then within the next couple of weeks. See, now, whereas the beginning of this kind of podcast was very, I feel like it was more structured and tied together. Now I'm getting to the point where I'm just going to start listing things off. Well, to be fair, these will get more structured over time, and I want to try and tie everything together that I can. And then I'd like to be able to do some sort of storytelling in them as well. Just kind of not really like an actual, like, not narrating a story, but like just basically talking about my week, but in the form of a story. Which I think I'm slowly going to be getting there. But this isn't like a big priority of how do I want to change this type of stuff. This is more for convenience, enjoyment, whatever you would like the Sunday Scoop to be. Maybe I'll ask for community feedback on it on my Patreon. And I will be buying new audio equipment soon, so my mic will sound even better. I hope, because this actually, talking about that topic real quick, this audio interface is not... I want to blame it on the audio interface, because if I lower my mic gain just a little bit, then and now I'm back, but I nudge it, I just touch it, and I'm muted, or at least really quiet. I don't know how I sounded there. So I will be blowing $200 on a Scarlett 2i2. Very excited for that. I'll have to buy a new mic stand. I'll have to buy a, because this mic stand shit, it just fell off yesterday too. Just for no reason, it just did. But yeah, and that'll probably tie into me buying new headphones for production so that I can hear everything in my music. And then I can mix and master better, because I know that's like not really a big issue with my stuff, but it's something that bothers me. Really, actually, okay, the only thing that really bothers me when it comes to like the master and mix of my music is solely that Spotify made In the Mirror and Scatterbrained a little too quiet. And it's just like, I don't want to have to turn up my volume that high. Specifically Scatterbrained. I can get around In the Mirror. I don't really care because that one's a quiet song. It's okay. But Scatterbrained is meant to be loud. I don't think it's a big issue for a lot of people, but for me, I'm like, that bothers me. So I will be learning to mix and master better. And I know the equipment isn't necessary for that. But anyways, yeah, the audio the equipment isn't super necessary to make a better mix and master. I say that because I don't know which term to use. I don't know how to fucking make music. But it is something that I'm hoping helps, at least, because I want it to sound better, not just for me, but for you guys, just to make it more, I guess, convenient so that you don't have to turn your volume up or down. I'll also be, I think there's a setting that I can do that's like an emergency. If DistroKid is like, hey, this isn't loud enough on Spotify, they'll normalize it and like shove it up a little bit. So I might do that. It's like $5 or $10 per song or something. I don't know how well that'll sound, but I might try it out. I think I've enabled it on other songs that I've made, and it just doesn't automatically, like, it, the way that setting works is it will either, it will do it if it thinks it needs to. If it doesn't need to, then it won't, and I won't get charged. And so far, as far as I know, it has not charged me. So I think that Spotify is like, okay, if music is that quiet. But that bothers me. I know it's not that quiet, but I want it to sound the same volume as Bear Ghost so that when I'm listening to Scatterbrained right after Bear Ghost, I can not turn up the volume and burn out my eardrums when the next Bear Ghost song plays. But anyways... So that is going to be the end of the Sunday Scoop, but I will talk to y'all on the Discord. If you're listening on the Patreon, you can join the Discord. It is in the description of this post, and then you can join the next one, and we could do a little Q&A session or whatever you want to do after the Scoop. All right, I'll see y'all.